I do have a little bit of wellness wealth to share with you today. I'm really excited about that. We have our friend here, Jennifer Hoyt. She's here to talk the collagen walk. Yes. I think, and collagen is kind of like a fancy word these days. We tend to see it as something like expensive, something, I don't know, like something that's just like out of reach, but really it's right within our skin, and it's just something we need to kind of add a little extra into to, you know, make our skin a little bit more supple.
Yes.
So why don't you tell us a little bit more about collagen?
Okay, so a lot of times I'm asked, exactly what is collagen? What do we do? Where do we get it? What does it do? What's it for? So collagen, basically, collagen is the most abundant protein in our body. And if you want to think about it as the building blocks of our bones, skin, muscles, tendons, ligaments, it's called like the structure protein. Collagen actually comes from the Greek word, kolia, which literally means glue. So collagen, you want to think about that as like the glue that holds us together.
Like in your skin.
Our whole bodies, bones, teeth, ligaments, tendons.
Okay.
It runs through us all. More specifically, collagen, there are over 16 types of collagen found in our bodies. But the four main types, and they got really fancy with the names, type 1, type 2, type 3, type 4.
Okay.
Super fancy, right? Type 1 collagen accounts for 90% of our body's collagen, and it's densely packed fibers. This one gives structure to skin, bones, tendons, the fibrous cartilage, connective tissue, and our teeth. Type 2 collagen is made of more loosely packed fibers and helps cushion our joints. Type 3 collagen supports the structure of our muscles, organs, and arteries. And type 4 collagen helps with filtration and is found in the layers of our skin. So another question I'm asked often is, what can we do to support the collagen we have? And how can we aid our bodies in extending collagen production? So we've talked in the past about how as we age, our bodies produce less and less collagen. And we really need to give our bodies the support and the help along the way to keep producing this collagen and to slow down the collagen loss that as we age, we tend to
What causes us to lose that collagen as we age? Is it just our diet, exercise, is it sun exposure, or all of the above?
Well, there are a few things that do damage collagen. As we age, unfortunately, time is our worst enemy.
Okay,
you know, as far as everything, you run the gamut. So much of our behavior and our choices can either aid in supporting the collagen or damaging the collagen. Specifically, if we eat too much sugar and refined carbs, then that really does not...
You're telling me like all the good things.
Exactly.
Yeah, are going to get rid of our suppleness.
And then, believe it or not, Jenna, too much sunshine will damage our collagen because of those UV rays we've talked about in the past.
Right.
They break down the collagen and they reduce collagen production. So unfortunately, too much sunshine is not a friend of ours. And smoking will 100% impair collagen. It impairs wound healing. It leads to wrinkles, fine lines, all that stuff. We already know that. We've known.
Okay.
You know,
So different thing. Well, first of all, I mean, smoking in general is just
can be
really detrimental.
One more reason to stop if you do smoke.
You'll have a little bit more collagen,
yes,
hanging in there. Okay, so all right. So those are different things that can break down the collagen in our skin, cause a little bit more damage. And I just want to go ahead and invite you into the conversation. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. This is Jennifer Hoyt. She joins us for Wellness Wednesday. We have a lot of fun. We talk about different things that can benefit you and your lifestyle and improving your health and your skin. And a lot of what's on the inside benefits the outside. And we just We want to help you today. So 850-437-1620. If you have a question for her, we'd love for you to hop on in or say good morning. 850-437-1620. Or if you use a collagen supplement, or if that's something you, you know, have known for a really long time, because I feel like this is kind of like a new trend. We've seen the commercial and Jennifer Aniston and the different powders and the multi-level marketing businesses that push the collagen shots. And you can go walk down the supplement aisle at Target or Walmart and buy collagen powder. But really, do you know what you're buying? What's inside of it? And is it really benefiting it? Because sometimes if you read those, like you just said, Jennifer, sugar breaks down our collagen. Mm-hmm. You read the back of those collagen powders that you like mix into your coffees or protein shakes. Mm-hmm. There's like 17 grams of sugar in there.
Sometimes, yeah. It's very important.
So I kind of feel like that cancels it out.
It does, yeah. It negates it. And then what's the point?
Okay, so we're just talking a little bit of collagen, how it's already in your body, why it's good for your body, what does it do? So, you know, you were saying that pretty much it accounts for 90%, like 90% of our body. So that's the first type of collagen. And then you were saying that basically like it's made of fibers, and then that's broken down by time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we getting old. And then also the things we're putting in our body. And I will tell you, I cut out sugar for a period of time last year during COVID, cut out all the sugar, all the alcohol, everything, mm-hmm. even all the carbs, except for like maybe some sweet potatoes or quinoa, our favorite word, everybody's favorite word, quinoa. And I notice the suppleness mm-hmm. in my skin and like that bounce.
Yes.
That you have. And yes, water is important too, I assume, for
very much
producing collagen. But it's just an important reminder. 850-437-1620. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. And, you know, how can we and what can we do to support the collagen that we have? And how can we kind of like aid our bodies in extending that collagen production? Does it like, is there special tips? Help a sister out.
Yes, I have some tips for you today, Jenna. You know the old adage, you are what you eat.
Oh, great.
You are what you eat, man. You really are. So there are some nutrients and supplements that we can take that it's easier than you think to get this stuff into your body to support collagen and just overall wellness and well-being. One of those, for instance, is vitamin C, and you can find large amounts of vitamin C in the citrus fruits, bell peppers, strawberries, all the good little snacky, crunchy things that we like to grab throughout the day. Another good nutrient is proline, and it's found in egg whites, wheat germ, dairy products, cabbage, asparagus, mushrooms.
Ooh.
And then you've got glycine. You can find large amounts of glycine in pork skin and chicken skin, which I'm not a skin eater. That sounds gross. Some people are, and that's amazing, and that's great. But there are other ways to get the glycine, gelatin, and various protein-containing foods. And collagen is naturally found in connective tissues of animal foods, such as chicken and pork skins.
No way.
Yes.
That's blowing my mind right now. I mean, don't go out and buy the pork rinds, those bags of pork rinds. That's not what we're saying.
No. But every now and then, you know, maybe grab this skin on chicken breast and not the skinless.
Okay.
You know, just a little.
Just once in a while.
Once in a while. That's cool. You know, one particularly rich source of glycine is bone broth.
Yes.
And you make that simply by boiling the bones of some animals, and then, you know, you incorporate that into a ramen or some other soups or stocks.
Or you can just drink it straightforward.
Just drink it straightforward.
One of those things that helps when you're not feeling so great or your allergies are bad, mm-hmm. you're stuffy, bone broth is the way to go.
It is. And gelatin, when you think about it, is basically just cooked collagen. And there are very high amino acids. And that's what you want to look for, the amino acids.
Wow. Hey, one of our listeners just popped in and said that this Paul, he says he loves making ham bone soup.
Yes.
I grew up drinking ham bone soup. It's delicious. You don't even need a lot of salt to it because it naturally just has that savory, salty flavor. Mm-hmm. So yes, I mean, you stick it in a crock pot or a pot for a few hours or a couple of days if you have a crock pot mm-hmm. and you're brave. I'm not, I unplug it all the time, but you know, it, you can make some good natural bone broth right there. Hey, 850-437-1620. If you have another favorite way, whether it's to eat the skin of a chicken wing, or maybe you're not into that, I would love to know if you have a healthy recipe for that. We're going to take a real quick break. We're talking with Jennifer Hoyt. We're discussing collagen. Men, this is for you too. I feel like a lot of time men are like, you know, oh, I'm sorry, it's not for me because I don't need collagen. We all got it. We all need it. So if you want to keep that suppleness and that beautiful, handsome face, this is your time to learn. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find a great selection of specialty and exotic meats. From choice Wagyu, competition-grade briskets, pork, and the seasonings to go with it, all cut to order. From fine wine to cheese and desserts, yes, delicious fresh cannolis to order. And Costello's has Boar's Head lunch sandwiches from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Stop in today for one of the area's best butcher shop meats and top deli items. It's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, a great place to meet up on the west side of Pensacola.
I'm Escambia County Sheriff's Office Public Information Officer Amber Southard. Join us today at 10 a.m. for ECSO News on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Your Escambia County Sheriff's Office will be discussing lots of topics, and we'd love for you to call in with questions or join us in our conversation. That's today at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I've heard said news is the first rough draft of history. Okay, then let's write it together. It's Cooper Davis here, news director for News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. And I'm looking for the next great radio news pro in Pensacola. Impactful news happens every single day. Injury accidents, severe storms, law and order, politics, telling Pensacola's story. I invite you to apply and join our growing local news team. Submit your resume to hr@newsradio923.com. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Bobby Rossi in Pensacola right now.
Remember the pipeline hack? The United States has recovered millions of dollars in cryptocurrency paid in ransom to those hackers.
4 till 7 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Bobby Rossi in Pensacola right now.
Coming up at 5:10, we have a compelling example of why banning misinformation is a bad idea. At 5:20, Top Trending News. Join me.
4 till 7 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
And AM 1620. Jennifer Hoyt is here. It's Wellness Wednesday. We're having some fun talking about collagen. It's in your skin. I didn't know that until recently and didn't realize how important it is to supplement for it as well, just because we're not getting enough of it in our diets. And so we really do want to make sure that we are taking a little bit each day. And, you know, I've looked at a few things because we had a listener pop in on our commercial break and ask like how much we need in our diet. And so far, like, I can't really see a limit. I'm sure there's a limit to something, but, you know, I can't find an actual limit. Getting something is better than nothing. And but we're, I don't see any limit. And Jennifer, she looked as well. But I do want to talk about supplements because, like Jennifer mentioned before, we're losing collagen in just our aging process, in our daily diet, in our lifestyle, lack of water, too much sun. We live in an area where that can happen fast. So let's supplement it. Let's get that into our systems. And it's not just for your skin and looking good. Like, we all want to look good, right? Am I right? Come on. But it's also just good for your body. It's good for your bones. And we want that tight skin, so it's just healthier. But can you recommend different supplements when it comes to supplementing with collagen?
Yeah, Jenna, I really don't have specific brands,
right,
that I recommend this over that. But I do have some tips for us to keep in mind when we're reading the back of those labels and trying to figure out just which collagen is best for us. You want to look for a diverse amino acid panel. Our bodies require approximately 20 different amino acids in order to function properly.
Wow.
Yes. So therefore, when looking at a collagen supplement, you want to find one, like I said, with a diverse amino acid panel. The more amino acids, the better. There's not a cap, look for these 5 or look for these 10. Just the more, the merrier. You want to try to find a collagen supplement that contains hydrolyzed bovine collagen. And although collagen can come from many different sources, like we kind of talked about, right, vitamin C and the gelatin and the pork and pig skin.
Yeah, yummy.
Bovine has been found to have the most potency and effectiveness. So when collagen is hydrolyzed, it essentially means that the amino acids within it have been broken down small enough,
yes,
so that they are easier for our body to absorb.
Yes.
Versus something that's a larger amino acid, then our body is going to have to work harder to try to break that down and absorb it. This does the work for you. So that was the hydrolyzed bovine collagen. Look for that. Look for a lot of amino acids. The more, the merrier.
And amino acids are overall important for us, especially living here where it's hot and humid, we're sweating a lot. You need those amino acids to rehydrate, restore cells in your body. And so when you are able to look for a collagen for your diet, you're recommending something that says bovine, hydrolyzed bovine. That's B as in boy, O-V-I-N-E collagen. So take a look at that if you're looking for a supplement online or in a store, mm-hmm, in a natural grocer, a local one. It's important to remember that. And hey, I will tell you, I did see something where they recommended if you do take collagen capsules or pills, it is important to recognize the difference. But they say generally somebody can take between 1,200 to 7,000 milligrams a day, but take,
yes,
it with lots of water.
Yes. Hydration is key for everything in our life. We've talked about hydration in the past. And this is just one more conclusive evidence supporting hydration the nation.
Yes. Hydrate us all. Drink, yes, that water today. Okay, so on top of the hydrolyzed bovine, is it bovine or bovine? Bovine?
I'm from Kentucky. I say bovine.
Okay, bovine. bovine, whichever.
You know it.
But on top of that, and like you said, it's easier for your body to absorb. Are there other different types? I've seen,
yes,
different ones on the shelves.
Try to find, so in addition to the hydrolyzed collagen, try to find types 1 and 3. And it will be listed types 1 and 3 on the packaging. Types 1 and 3 support the primary areas of concern that are most potent. If you find something that contains more than 3 types, then the supplement is more than likely adulterated, watered down,
okay,
not as effective. So you just want to look for types 1 and 3, which,
okay,
if you know, we go back and the type 1 accounts for 90% of our body's overall collagen, and type 3 supports our muscles, organs, and arteries.
Right.
Which, I mean, if I have to nurse one area of my body more than the other, it's going to be those.
Yes.
So, you know, there
you
we go.
We want to help all those things,
yes,
right there.
Yes, we want to help
like
it all.
We like our muscles and our organs and our arteries.
Yeah, we kind of need that stuff. I do want to warn people, if nothing else, what to avoid more so than what to look for. Sometimes it's kind of easier for me to just, what should I avoid? And then everything else I know is good because,
okay,
the list is shorter. You want to avoid supplements that contain marine collagen. the problem with marine collagen is you never really know where it's coming from. And that's a big ocean out there, Jenna.
I would be careful.
Yes. Marine is kind of a blanket term used for any aquatic creature, jellyfish, shellfish, shark. And these sources are not so easily absorbed by our bodies. And also, if you happen to be allergic to shellfish, let's say, then you can have a reaction with the supplement.
Okay, because I do take one that's actually marine. It's organic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the source is. So now you're making me question it. Mm-hmm. But on top of marine collagen, what is the last way to look, last things to look for on the packaging?
Avoid artificial flavors or sweeteners.
Okay.
You can add your own. Honey is amazing. I sweeten everything with some nice organic southeastern honey.
Excellent. All right. So we're going to look out for that marine collagen. Look out for those artificial flavors and any sweeteners that are in that packaging. Look for ones that support types 1 in 3 collagen.
Yes.
We're going to give one more quick tip before we wrap up, but we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back. I'm Jenna Barr with Jennifer Hoyt. It's Wellness Wednesday, and you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Wellness Wednesday here on Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. It's about 10:28 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Jennifer Hoyt just comes with so much to the table for us to just make our lives a little bit better, keep us well, and keep us collagenized today.
Yes.
That's the word. So we've been talking collagen, how we lose it, how to obtain it, that vitamin C and some supplements, what to look for, you know, marine collagen, don't get that because you don't know what fish it is, artificial flavors, you don't know what that is. But let's wrap it up. Why don't you just give us a little nutshell for those who are just tuning in, what collagen is real quick.
All right, Jenna. So to wrap this all up in a pretty package with a bow, collagen is most definitely the protein we want to protect. Of all the proteins in our body, it's the glue that holds us together. Protecting and supporting the collagen starts with our behavior and our habits and what we consume, our food and our lifestyle. A quick and easy way to include collagen supplements is get a quality collagen powder, avoid marine, avoid artificial flavors and sweeteners, look for the hydrolyzed. You can throw that powder into your coffee, your protein shake, whatever. I like to make it's it a easy part of my morning routine. That way it's done. I can check off that box and move on with my day. It's just really important. Watch what you eat. Stay hydrated. Take the collagen. And it not only helps with our skin, like we have said, but like when Paul called in, I was so excited to hear that a gentleman is listening, because it does also support so much in our bodies, our joints, our muscles, our tendons, our soft tissues, our bones, our teeth, everything. Collagen is the glue of life.
I love it. What a perfect way to. Collagen is the glue of life. You want to keep it together. So make sure you're supplementing in the best ways. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you for having me.
You.
As always.